Welcome to Salty Chicks, a podcast where we talk about what really grinds our gears and anything else we want to talk about.
Exactly.
I'm Gina, and I'm here with my co-host, Nicole.
Hey!
And today, we are here talking about chronic pain.
Chronic pain. It sounds so serious.
Chronic pain.
Chronic pain.
Yeah. But before that, I want to remind everybody to subscribe to all of our social media, Facebook and Instagram. We also have a YouTube channel, you know, if you want to do that.
Yeah.
You can follow us on our Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcasts. So that you get the notifications when our new podcast episode come out.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. But yeah, so chronic pain.
Chronic pain. All those things that ail you on a regular basis, yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That comes in so many different forms, I feel like.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think, like, there's, like, one major thing, but I'm trying to think of, like, other things that kind of ail me on a regular basis. I don't know. I don't really have any, like, pain. I mostly deal with, like, a lot of, like, acne, like, skin kind of stuff on a regular basis. That's obnoxious. I just, like, have adult acne. I've always had acne.
Yeah.
And it's not just, like, a lot. It's not, like, a lot. It's just, it'll just be, like, one really upsetting pimple. Mm-hmm. Like, I currently have a growth on my face that is, like, really serious. It's probably, like, the biggest face growth I've ever had, but it's more like a boil or like a cyst or something.
Yeah. I'm not sure what it is.
Nobody's really sure what it is.
I've extensively looked at it.
Yeah, everybody has actually, and everyone's just like, you should go to the doctor, and I'm like, nah,
well,
we're cool.
I mean, I haven't advised you to go to the doctor yet.
Wait till it starts turning like green or something weird.
I am probably the most, you know. Qualified
of all
as
people.
You will. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
It was like really hurting, but now it's not. But it is gigantic, I will say.
Yeah, I don't really know. I think it's really just a pimple.
I don't know. It is, but it's so deep in the skin.
But I think there's. I don't know. It's something.
The fact that I can, like, it's on the side of my chin,
yeah.
But when I'm looking at myself
out.
In the front,
it sticks
I
out.
Can see it.
Yeah.
It's
disturbing. There's no way to hide it.
No, there's no, I gave up.
Not even,
like,
makeup.
Nope.
Because if you hide it with makeup,
it'd be like,
I think that would be creepy.
Lump on your
face. What the fuck is wrong with your face? It's just like all the same color, but it's just
weird,
like,
gross
sticking out.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
No. All my coworkers are like, you should really get that looked at. I'm like, by the time I get to the dermatologist, it'll be like healed by five months.
Yeah. And it hasn't been that many days. It's been like
a week almost.
Yeah.
Like 3 or 4
Which,
days.
You know, it takes a while. Skin, sometimes it takes, like, especially pimples sometimes.
And it doesn't
take
hurt
a while.
Anymore. It's not getting any worse. It's getting
better,
actually.
No, I feel like
actually.
It's getting, I think that it's definitely not as red as it was.
Yeah, it's not.
Your whole side of your face looked red. I thought, yeah. I thought, like, that you had been, like, messing around with it, but
No, it literally was
you
just,
had
like.
Not, and I was like, whoa.
It's just
pretty red.
Up.
It's pretty irritated.
And the worst part is that it's on top of, like, it's underneath of a mole. So it's just, like,
it's confusing. You can't really
complex.
See what's happening.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's a complex situation.
Yeah, you need, like, a microscope or something, which we're not equipped here.
Yeah, we don't have that equipment. Scalpels and shit.
Yeah, I need, like, a flashlight. And,
yeah.
You know, like,
you need one of those. I had a headlamp. We should have used one of those.
You know, at our school, they used to sell, like, those nurse, flashlights for your mouth. Like,
yeah.
I never bought one. I was like, oh, that's such a good idea, and I never bought one, and I'm so sad. I probably could just buy one on Amazon.
Yeah.
Right?
You could. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna do that when I'm done with the podcast.
Yeah.
Because I like...
You need a mouth flashlight.
I feel like frequently I just need a flashlight that's, like, looking at my body at some point. I'm just like, what's happening?
Ew.
I hate when it's, like, something that you can't see. Like... It's like
you're
on your
trying
back.
To look and you're just like, you
you're
can't.
Just, it's
see.
Like at a weird angle and you're like, fuck me. Or it's like a pimple in your ear.
Ugh.
Or like something in your ear. Or like on your back. I don't know. Ugh, It's yeah. pissed. You just can't see. You can't access it. You can't do anything about it.
You don't
it's
know how
there.
Gnarly it looks. That's
yeah,
what I'm
it feels.
About.
Sometimes it feels way worse than it looks. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, I feel like there's something growing out of me, like
yeah.
an alien, and
like I'm freakish,
and it's
and
not.
It's
not.
Like totally
it's
fine.
Just it hurts, and it's, I'm just being a little baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it's worse when you can't, it's, like, visible. Then it's just, like, more just...
Mm-hmm. And then you feel like it's all people
you're just
are looking
like,
at.
Everybody's looking at me and
yeah, like,
judging me.
The whole weekend,
yeah.
I was, like, telling my boyfriend, I was, like, just look me in the eyes. Don't look at my face, bro. Don't
look me in the eyes or look me in teeth, bro.
Don't look at my face, bro.
At...
It's not part of this conversation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At this point, just walk around naked, and that would really
yeah, it would distract.
Balance it out.
It would distract.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of my people that I work with keeps just, like, looking at it, like, you sure you're good? I'm like, yeah. I'll
what?
Let you know when I'm not good, okay?
Like, what do you mean, good, you're good? Like, you're not dizzy and shit.
Like it looks
fuck?
Like it's really infected. I'm like, what are you saying? It's just red. It's not, like, green and purple and crazy looking.
No, it's not, like, dripping and shit.
Smells.
God.
That smells like infection.
Cheek isn't like falling off.
I know.
Like, damn.
I'm like, I'm not like paralyzed on half my face.
I mean, you're not like have a fever or anything.
No.
Jeez.
We're all gooch.
It's
like,
fucking it's fine, people. Chill. Things happen. Weird things happen on your body. Things happen. Weird things happen in your body. We don't know why.
It's
like,
just disturbing.
We don't even know why we have some of our organs at this point. So, like, what the fuck?
So stay away from my face.
Jeez, just leave it alone.
Oh my god.
I feel like you frequently have migraines.
Yeah, we both get migraines.
Yeah. I feel like mine's are mine's.
Mine's is.
Mine's is. I feel like mine is a little bit different than yours,
mm-hmm.
but. Yeah.
I think mine is just hormonal.
Yours is, yeah, I mean, yours is like actual, like, it's the literal migraine, right? Where
yeah. It hurts
like you're sensitive
whole
to that, to
yeah.
the light and stuff.
It's really bad. It's, like, sensitive to the light, sensitive to smell, mm-hmm. sensitive to, like, motion. And,
yeah.
it, like, if I don't, like, really, like, get on it, like, in it, because I can't get rid of it. I never really can get rid of it,
yeah.
no matter what kind of medication I take or something, but... If I don't,
yeah.
like, try to keep it, like, keep it cool, it will just get, like, debilitating. Like, I won't be able to, like, keep my eyes open. It will make me, like, nauseous.
Migraines and headaches are a tricky bitch. I know that a lot of people suffer from them, like,
yeah.
chronically.
Uh-huh.
And I definitely feel for them. Like,
sometimes I get, like, a migraine for, like,
days.
Multiple days in a row.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
And you just, like, cannot do anything. It's,
no.
like, so debilitating.
You can't focus.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible.
It's, like, really hard to, like, work. And you can't, like, take days off when you, like, have them frequently.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to take days off.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you're fucking...
I get it, like, once a month. I
yeah.
used to think that it was related to my period, but it's not related to my period.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
Yeah.
Like, I have one right now, and I do not have my period, nor should I be getting my period, so...
Yeah.
And I woke up with it.
Yeah.
It's not, like, something at work caused it. It's not like I hit my head or, like, it was really loud or something. Like, I literally just, I went to bed fine.
And it's just your head. It's not, like, your neck hurts
yeah,
or,
no,
like, you slept
it's just
weird.
My, it's, like, literally, like.
And it's not, like, you're dehydrated because you drink a lot
no,
of water.
I drank a lot of water today.
So,
especially.
I mean, I don't know. It's weird. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because it's, I mean, I.
And I thought, oh, maybe it was,
good.
Like, sugar withdrawal, so I had a little sugar. No. It's just, once it's
yeah.
here, it's fucking
It's really
insane.
Hard to pinpoint, like, a migraine and like,
what
the cause
issue
of
is.
It. I
yeah.
feel like I mean, I know why I get mine. I don't really, mine's, like, not a migraine, not a headache. I don't really, it's, like, I get a pain. I have this problem in my neck that I've always had, like, since I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
It's on, like, the left side of my neck. Like at the base of my skull, and like I have a nerve that gets like upset,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know why. It could be like sometimes I just think like, oh, I haven't had a headache in a while, and then like it hurt, like then that happened. Like the next day I wake up and my neck's like
mm-hmm.
really, I get like a pain in my
it's
neck.
Just tired of holding up your big old brain.
And like I feel it in my neck, and sometimes that's it. That's it. Just is like sore in my neck.
Yeah.
But sometimes
it creeps.
It's like a knife. It's like. Oh, I can't even, it's hard to describe it. It's like a throbbing knife pain
ew.
In my neck.
Ew.
Like at the base of your head. that, like, radiates into, like, the side of your head and into, like, the back of your eye and into the front of your head.
No.
And it's always been, like, and in college, it used to be really bad in college. Like, I would, like, be crying because it would just be so bad. And I couldn't, there was, like, nothing I could do. Like, I would take medication, I would take, like, so much ibuprofen and all this stuff. And, like, nothing helped. Like, literally, I would lay on, like, hardwood on the back of my neck just to feel, like, the pressure of, like, feeling something else would, like, help the pain.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like, milkshakes. Like, I started figuring out, like, the pressure
the suction
in my head. Like, I would pull my hair sometimes, too. Like,
mm-hmm.
I still do that when I get it. Like, I pull my hair and, like, it helps release, like, the pressure. I don't
mm-hmm.
know, but it makes the pain, like, not as painy, but it only goes so much, and then your fucking scalp
your
is like
scalp
numb.
Starts to hurt. Yeah,
and yeah, like it's just like it doesn't help anymore. Like, and but over the years, it's gotten less, but it's still when it does comes now. It you know like it's a bitch, and like it comes for days, like you, but it's just
mm-hmm.
like sometimes it's so bad that I like throw up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that.
I get like really sick,
mm-hmm.
and like it's just. Like unbelievable pain, like nothing helps, like
mm-hmm.
nothing helps. But I went to a physical therapy. I was going to physical therapy for something else, and I told him about it, and he like sent me this video, and I've been, it's literally so simple. It's like a block under your neck with a tennis ball, and you're
mm-hmm.
like, you know, put pressure, like put it under where like where you feel the pain, and just
mm-hmm.
say like move your head yes and no,
mm-hmm.
and it literally I do that every time I feel the pain, and it, almost every time it makes it go away.
That's nice.
So I mean, I'll definitely take that. I mean, it's still once in a while. Like I still get the like chronic neck pain. Like I still have chronic neck pain, and
mm-hmm.
I'm always I don't know what the deal is with my neck.
Or
dropped on my fucking head as a kid. I have no fucking idea, but. I don't know. I guess I sit at my job all day and, like, I'm sitting at a computer and that probably doesn't help.
Yeah.
I don't have the best posture. I try, but it's hard to, like, sit at a computer for 8 hours.
Day.
Yeah, I mean, like, you're trying to get comfortable. I think that's probably the worst, I mean, neck thing is, like, and I know a lot of people have that.
The neck is so uncomfortable on the whole body.
Yeah, because it also, I mean, it causes
your
headaches.
Neck
and
your back,
yeah.
It's just so uncomfortable.
Yeah. It's just,
because with your neck and your back, it's like if you're sitting, it hurts. If you're standing, it hurts.
Yeah.
No matter what you're like, it hurts.
Yeah. You just, like, try to move around.
There's no relief.
Yeah. Sometimes I would, like, sometimes my cure-all is just to take a shower. I'm like, I'm going to take a shower, see how I feel. I'm going to assess, sit in the shower. Because usually, like, especially with a headache, it'll, like, definitely make it feel, like, better. At least while I'm in the shower, like, it gives me some relief, at
mm-hmm.
least in the shower, but...
Yeah.
Or, like, a bath or something.
Yeah. I feel like I get relief, like, if I take a nap or if I take a shower sometimes. Sometimes I need to get fresh air. Sometimes I just, like, put ice pack on my head or my neck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to do that.
But it's
lot.
All kind of, like, temporary. It
yeah.
doesn't really get rid of it.
No, it doesn't, like, permanently get rid of the problem. You're still having, like, the chronic...
Yeah, it still will creep back,
like,
when I stop
yeah.
doing whatever I'm doing.
And it just sucks because, like... I used to be so, like, because I would get it so often, I would be like, well, I hope it today I don't get it because it's going to ruin, like, I have something going on today and it's going to ruin it.
Yeah.
Or, like, today's my brother's graduation. I had such a bad, I felt so bad the day before my brother's graduation. I was, like, I had such a headache. And I had, you know, you buy, like, all these different things and, like, these devices.
Mm-hmm.
And I had gotten, like, this electrode thingy that, like, at that point. And was using that on my neck, and that helped. I don't know, but still, like, you use it for so many times, and then, like, your body gets used to it.
Gets
then,
used to it, yeah.
And then,
you gotta,
like,
switch it up.
Yeah. I don't know. Heating pad, I don't know. With the neck. Try to stretch it out. Constantly going to the chiropractor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that makes it worse or helps. I
yeah.
honestly don't fucking know. Like,
really,
I've gone to
know.
Many doctors, many chiropractors. I've gone to, like, ear, nose, and throat doctor. Some of them prescribe you medication because they don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Like, I had one doctor. He was like, take this. I want to prescribe you this medication. It was like an antidepressant or something, but it was for, you can use it for, like, migraines.
Okay.
But he was like, take it when you think you're going to start having a headache. Like, if you start having a headache. But it's also really bad for your liver.
Oh.
I'm like, okay. And I was, like, in high school when he gave it to
me. Like, fuck your shit up?
I don't know. I was literally in high school when he gave it to me. I'm like, So I think I took one that? And I was like, I'm a little nervous about this. So I didn't take it anymore.
Yeah.
And it didn't help either.
Oh, well, my neck's fine, but now I have liver failure.
Yeah, like, oh,
that's cool. Deal. You can get a new liver, you just can't get a new neck.
Yeah, I'm trying to, like, not take medication for it, because, you know, taking ibuprofen all the time is really not good for you.
Yeah, your stomach lining gets all jazzed up.
Yeah. Which is, you know, probably why I have stomach problems.
Probably. You can't poop.
Probably why I all got kinds of digestive problems.
I feel like pooping is, like, it's just, like, the most widespread problem.
Digestive issues have become a really big issue.
My thing is that I never really have problems pooping, but if I do have a problem, I, like lose my mind. So,
yeah,
like,
it sucks. It's, like, miserable.
And sleeping, I have zero patience for not being able to do it. Like, if I can't sleep, I just, like, get so frustrated immediately.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with pooping. Like, if I get constipated or whatever, I'm just, like, immediately so frustrated and so uncomfortable and so, like... And then I'm just like, how do people live their lives like this?
The other day, I thought I was gonna have to go to the hospital, I'm not gonna lie.
Because you were so full of poops?
It was so painful, I couldn't even walk it. I was, like, crying in my bathroom. I was like...
God!
It hurts so bad, like, even to lift my leg. I'm like, I couldn't figure out what the problem was. I was like, are my insides, like, falling out? Like, I didn't know if it was, like, a pooping problem. I didn't know if it was, like, a uterus problem.
Poop causes a lot of problems.
Because the uteruses also cause a lot of problems.
Yeah, well, yeah, those dirty bitches.
So I didn't know if that was what it was. I was like, do I have a UTI? I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Turns out, had to poop.
Yeah, most of the time it's just because you gotta poop.
Yeah.
When I just feel, like, really, like, stiff in my lower half, I'm like, yeah, I probably gotta poop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or if I get really bad cramps in my uterus, I'm like, yeah, probably gotta do poops.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, we have something that, like, gets bumped.
Yep. One is bumping up against the other, and it makes it really unsettling.
Like, we really just can't get a goddamn break.
No.
At all times. No. We're being reminded that we're a woman.
At all times.
And just like, hey, you know, this is down here still.
I felt like when I got an IUD, I was suddenly so aware of my uterus. Because before I was like, you know, I know it's in there, obviously, but I didn't, like, realize, like, fully 100% where it was located.
Uh-huh.
And then I got that, like, IUD rammed up in there, and Jesus Lord, I know where all of my parts are now.
Yeah, so, if you've never, like, gotten an IUD before and you're thinking about it, it's, you know,
brace yourself.
Don't get me wrong, it's great.
It is great. No, it is great.
It's one hondo, the best thing ever.
Yeah.
But.
But.
And maybe this isn't it for everybody. Like, maybe this doesn't happen for everybody.
No, I think it does.
But people be lying out there when they, if they think that that shit is just, like, easy peasy. Because we
maybe
got,
they've had kids before, because if you haven't had kids, and you suddenly have something, because maybe you had kids young and you don't want anymore.
Yeah, you're right.
But, like, you, when they ram it up there,
it's no joke.
It's like a hot knife.
It's like she just punched her fucking fist into your uterus.
But like a sharp knife. Like a sharp punch. Like a, took like, a sharp...
I just, like, it's giving me PTSD.
I know. It was so
I'm, like, getting,
so
like,
ouchy.
Cramps just thinking
about it. Okay, I have a really high pain tolerance. Like, I don't want to toot my own horn, but, like, I normally can handle pain, like, super well, okay? When I felt that pain... I, like, jumped. Like, she was like, don't move. And I was like, oh! I was like, I was just like, oh my God,
is
this over? Are you done?
It was, like, the biggest shock to my body I've ever had, and I'm not even lying. I've torn my ACL in my knee, and I would rather do that again. Fuck that shit. Like,
no,
holy shit.
It's really sharp and ouchy. I mean, it's quick when they put it up there. But it is ouchy.
It's not quick to recover from
poopies.
It, though.
Yeah, you're really crampy because your body is trying to reject it.
Yeah, my body was very... I just, like, immediately was just, like, the sweatiest, drippiest person I've ever been in my life.
Your body's, like, in
shock. I was so hot and sweaty and drippy.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I thought I was going to pass out. Ugh. I got really lightheaded. And I was like, somebody needs to get me some water or something. And they're like, do you feel like you're going to pass out? And I was like, I don't know what's happening. I've never passed. Like, I don't know. They're like, well, don't get up. And I'm like, I don't plan on it.
I'm falling
I'm, like, in literal, like, so much pain right now. that was the worst cramps. Like, don't get me wrong, I've had some fucking cramps.
You just gotta, like, breathe through
the
it.
The cramps that you get as, like, a teenager are probably the worst cramps ever.
That literally feels like your insides are gonna fall out.
But, god damn it, that, like, 5 seconds that happens as she shoves it in, no.
Nope. And then your body is upset. See, what happened to me is it really hurt when they put it in. And then I was like, I didn't like go into shock, kind of like, I didn't do that like you did, but I was just like really crampy. And then I was just like, you know what? Like, she was like, oh, just rest. And I was like, no, like I want to be like home. Cause I lived close to my house. I lived really close to the gynecologist. And I was just like, I just want to be like, I just want to go home. And she's like, well, you just took that with a champion. And like the whole way driving, I was just like,
It sucks. Yeah.
Just like, I'm going to die here. And then like, I felt like I just got to my house and I was just like, I'm just going to. It's like you can't find a comfortable position.
Yeah, I laid in my bed. Because
it's like sloughing, your like awful. Uterus is sloughing back and forth, and you're just like, let me just find a spot to be.
Yeah.
But I had pain. I had cramping for a good like 3 or 4 hours, but then after that, it was just kind of like a dull muscle ache for like a day, and then it was totally. Then I was just 100% fine. Now it's fine.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's, yeah. Yeah. I hope so.
But yeah. I don't want to be reminded of it, but...
They, maybe stayed there for, like, an hour. I couldn't... Because I also had to drive a while, like,
far.
It was pretty far, and I was by myself. I didn't realize it was going to be that fucking bullshit process. Because I had gotten a previous procedure done, and, like, she said that usually that people, like, have more of a problem with.
Really?
And she was like, oh, you took that like a champ. Like, that was, like, whatever. Like, you cough, and she fucking snips some shit out, and...
Oh.
That's it. And then, but this was, I don't know what she was thinking. It was not the same. It was not the same.
No, getting something cut from your insides versus being shanked on your insides, it sounds similar, but it doesn't feel similar.
It's not the same.
No.
No. No.
No. Because I've also had something, snippy pibbles from the inside, and it was fine.
Yeah. It's like, whatever.
It was just kind of like, ew, but it wasn't like, I'm dying here, like, when I got the IUD.
It's, like, achy for, like, a day, but it's, like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that, it was a no bueno situation. They gave me, like, Pedialyte, Popsicle.
Wow.
I was not well. I don't know what it's like to get it taken out, but that's coming up, and
we're already dreading it.
I'm gonna find out in 2 days. Like, nah, I'm not gonna get it out in 2 days, but I'm gonna ask, and we're gonna see what the dealio is, and I'm real scared.
Listen, you know taking it out is gonna be painful.
But
and then you gotta get it put in.
That's the whole thing, and I just don't...
Can they put them both
that's
in
what
there
I'm thinking.
And then be like, pew, pew!
Yeah,
like, one
like
right
one,
after the other. Like,
I don't
want to
get shanked twice.
Yeah, like, take it out and then take a break and then...
I can't. I have to do
that shit
separate days.
Hurt so bad. Well, and the other thing, too, is that, I mean, men can't relate, but you're supposed to get it done when you have your period.
Yeah.
And
which
when you have
fucking
your period...
Knows when that is.
Your period is like... This, like, mystical force. I don't know how to explain it. It's just, like... You know how people say, like, having a baby is, like, a miracle and all those kinds of things? Having your period is, like, some type of, like, scientific mystical force that I did not understand. Like, so, like, when you get your period, like, your body is, like, really tough, but also, like, extremely sensitive.
Yeah.
So, like, one time I had my period and, like, I got my eyebrows, like, microbladed, which is, like, kind of, like, tattooed, and it was excruciating, and she's like, it's because you have your period. Like, when you have your period, your body is, like, really sensitive.
Yeah, like the skin.
Yeah, and so, when you get your IUD with your period, I didn't have mine. I didn't have my period.
I did.
Oh, God. I probably would have had issues if I got it done on my period.
Because
your body has to be...
I'm not exaggerating. Like...
Has to be dilated. Your body, your cervix has to be dilated.
She told me it was 2 centimeters dilated.
Ew.
Fucking awful. I can't... Like, I was like, 2? I can't imagine what 10 feels like having a baby. Are you goddamn serious?
Ew.
Look, guys. That really turned me off with the pregnancy. Like, it really... really did a number on me with
that. No, I 100% asked. She put that in there, and immediately I was like, is this what it's like to have a baby?
She was like, no.
She said yes. She's like, no, it's worse. I'm like,
yeah, that's what she meant. Like, that's what my doctor meant. Like, no, it's like way worse.
I was just like, no.
No.
Absolutely not.
Dude, make me numb and get that shit, pop it out. I am not.
Well, I think when you have a baby, though, that's obviously a natural process, and your body, like, ramps up and your adrenaline is running for that kind of pain.
It's painful.
Versus, like, when you get your IUD, like, your adrenaline's not really, like,
pumping. No, you're just super chill and relaxed, because they're, like, super chill and relaxed about it.
Yeah.
They're like, no, you're gonna be fine. And then they shank you, and then you're like, what the fuck?
You're not ready for it. Where I feel like having a baby, obviously, is very painful, but, like, I think your body's, like, you know, your adrenaline's pumping, and your body's, like, knows what's happening, versus getting a piece of plastic rammed up your snatch is... It's not ready. It's never going to be ready for
that. I don't know why I didn't know about that until it happened to me. Mm-hmm. Like, what are we doing here? Let's be real.
Yeah, why is it, like, the world's best kept secret?
Like, let's talk about it. Like,
we should need to start a forum on Reddit or something.
Seriously, what in the actual F? I'm sure there's all kinds of secrets about pregnancy that we don't know.
No, I don't want to know the secrets about,
like,
pregnancy.
Like, the pooping thing is the fucking tip, like, the tip of the iceberg with that,
listen,
I think.
Listen, the pooping...
That's
when,
like,
pregnant,
ain't no thing.
Once I hit 30, like, what is it, 39 weeks? Is it 39?
I don't fuck. It's 42, isn't it?
But, like, when you normally give birth around 39, don't you?
I don't know.
I don't fucking know.
See,
but anyways,
we don't know.
Once I start to hit that time, I'm just gonna stop eating. That way I don't shit when I'm giving birth.
I don't know if you can do that because you have, like,
a human inside. Well, they're gonna, maybe that'll coax them to get out faster.
Maybe.
They're like, damn,
they're
I'm hungry,
like,
let me get the fuck out of here.
Fucking food. Let me get some of that nipple. What's all that titty, Mom?
Yeah, because that's disturbing. That and all the other weird, disturbing things. Like,
I don't even.
We'll just touch on pregnancy lightly because we neither one of us have been pregnant.
No, I couldn't even tell you where to begin with that. I don't
but
have
here's
any
the
idea.
Thing, though. It is a human being swimming around inside of you. Okay, and I don't
talk
know,
about chronic pain.
I don't know what I used to think pregnancy was. Like, I don't, like, I used to kind of think that, like, when you got pregnant, this, like, fishbowl kind of, like, formed inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was
just
like
a valid thought.
The baby was kind of like in a bubble inside of your stomach, kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it turns out it's not. It turns out it just can, like, just punch you in your organs.
Yeah.
And
like, move your organs.
Yeah,
and
like, move your organs around.
Yeah.
And just, like, yank on things and just slap things around in there.
Yeah.
And that's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
It's a fucked up thing.
Like, I was trying to sleep last night, but the baby was on my spinal cord. I'm sorry.
What?
Your old child was trying to kill you last night?
Trying to paralyze me and shit? What are you trying to do?
Hell fucking no, bitch. I'm sorry. That shit ain't
fucking
right.
Serial killer in the making.
No. This one girl told me she gave birth and the baby ripped her urethra on the way out. I said,
just, like,
girl,
grabbed it and was like, oh.
Where is, yeah, where is the urethra located when you're giving birth?
Trying to, like, fucking swing around like Tarzan.
Oh my god. Yeah, she
that's
said it literally,
up.
Like, ripped her urethra.
Dude,
hell
what's
no.
Freaking me out is, like, that you can, like, rip your butt.
Your taint? The taint skin is thick,
fuck
y'all.
That
how
shit.
Do you rip it?
Dude, that shit. No, hell to the no with that.
You know what my mom told me?
Hell to the no.
She told me that, like, okay, this is gonna be disturbing, everyone. She told me that.
Brace yourselves.
Okay, so you know when you're.
First look at your ride.
You know when you're opening a box and you pull, like, you know how there's the two flaps?
Yeah.
And you pull, like, you'll pull it to cut the tape, and the tape is really tight, so you just kind of, like, tap it with the scissors?
No.
That's what your taint is like.
No! Shut the front door.
And you're getting burnt.
Shut
so
the
So they
front
literally
door.
Just kind of, like,
no.
Tap it with a knife. Your tape just rips.
No, they do it every time?
No, but if they need to, they will.
No.
There's
how
always,
do you make it not do that?
There's always a little.
What exercises do I need to do?
There's always a little bit of ripping. That's why you have to wear like a diaper and have like stitches and
see,
shit.
See, it's the afterwards that really freaks me out. How fucked is your shit? We don't need. We don't.
Well,
know
it's
about.
Kind of like an empty potato sack because
your shit's just like.
Yeah, because. literally when you walk, because it used to have
just like an empty like a paper 9 pound plastic bag.
It used to have a 9 pound baby in it. Now it doesn't.
That's disturbing. It disturbs me. It disturbs me. I can't.
It's the miracle of life, Gina.
Yeah, that's nice. Thanks, Mom.
Seriously, I feel like if you can recover quickly from pregnancy, you are, whew, you are something else.
I can't imagine people that have, like, I don't know how people, like, have a baby and then have another baby right after. How? Aren't your parts still, like, sore? You can't, your parts are not, like, in, like, angry at you? It's just like, no, we're on vacation.
I don't know.
It's just
thinking about it. I think that pregnancy is just like your period. It's like, I mean, obviously you can avoid like being pregnant, but it's just like once it happens, you're just kind of like, well, I'm on this ride, you know,
yeah.
Can't get off now, kind of situation.
Time can.
I mean, you can, but I'm just saying, like, you know, if you want to have a baby, it's like, oh, here I am.
Yeah.
I got to deal with all the, everything that comes with this.
Yeah.
I feel bad for people like Amy Schumer, like who have like. They're just like really like sick the whole time they're pregnant.
Yeah, she was miserable.
Can you
she was like
being
in the hospital
sick
most of the time,
for
right?
9 months.
Yeah, that's like
oh,
so long.
That's so long. That's so long to have a thing and just to be uncomfortable. It's just like ugh.
Can't sleep. Can't.
Can't run. You can't.
I'm uncomfortable not pooping for 3 days. Like,
never
can
mind.
Can you imagine having a fucking?
Can you imagine how much pressure that is?
Absolutely not.
Oh my god, okay. Every time I talk about this, I get so upset.
I know this isn't chronic pain, but goddamn, pregnancy is creepy and scary.
It is.
And everything
it's
about
crazy.
It is just wild.
It's
I
fucking
it.
Wild. Everything about it is wild. Also, like, why can't we breathe water if babies can breathe, like, whatever's inside of you? That always really confused me. Like, the second it comes out,
you're
it cannot
like, oh,
get water in
no
its
more.
Arms. Yeah, the second it comes out. Like, if
that
it comes,
confusing.
If it doesn't come out fast enough, it can literally aspirate.
Yeah, that's weird.
And choke to death and die. But, like, bro, you were just breathing 100% water on the inside.
Well, I guess when you're being crushed inside the vagina, I think that's a little different. There's not a lot of air in there.
I don't know. It's just so... I have a lot of questions. I'm out. Oh, my God.
But yeah,
you know,
it's weird. Like, we're fish, kind of.
With pregnancy, yeah. I feel like with pregnancy, I don't want to read a book about it. I just want to, like, if I'm going to do it, I'm just going to do it and just go with the flow. Because if I read everything, I'll have, like,
yeah.
extreme paranoia.
So then, yeah, I'll watch you, and then, like, I'll assess how I feel about it.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good.
I was thinking we should be pregnant at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Then we could compare symptoms, like, oh, one of my toenails fell off the other day. And you're like,
what
nah, girl.
I'm, like, worried, because, like, I know people, like, lose their hair.
Yeah.
And I already have, like, thin-ass hair.
Well, it happens both ways. So a lot of people,
can
most
I get more
people,
hair?
Get an insane amount of hair when they're pregnant,
and then
they lose
it all.
After they have the baby, or vice versa. They lose it when they're pregnant, and then they get an insane amount of hormonal hair afterwards. Sometimes that happens.
Interesting.
But I'm just saying, like, if we get pregnant at the same time, and then we have the babies around the same time, like, we
could
have our maternity leave together, you know, like, we could just,
yeah.
we could really just baby out together.
That's true.
You know what I mean? That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. We'll see about that.
Yeah, we'll plan it.
We'll see.
We'll get together.
Just gonna pencil it in.
Pregnancy pass.
That's fucked up. If our boyfriends are listening, that's not real. That's not a real thing.
Listen, we're not doing it against your will. We're just saying that good planning would be nice. That's all we're saying.
Right. There's no harm in planning. Okay.
It can never be too prepared.
Oh, God. Chronic pain.
Mm-hmm.
Your hips are also, like...
They're always jacked up.
F'd in the A.
But they're not always, like, painful. They're always just kind of like...
Out of whack.
Out of whack. Like, they're just not where they should be.
The chiropractor was... He was like, your hips are pretty out of whack.
Yeah. No, that's right. You were in there when he said that.
It's like a weird chiropractor office where, like, their HIPAA doesn't matter, I guess.
Yeah.
And, like, you could just, like...
He's like, you're kind of fucked up.
They're
like,
oh,
they're
like, oh, you came together? I guess you can go back with her.
I
was so confused. I was like, I can go back with her and
sit
while she gets chiropractic?
I think, honestly, like, they think that we're together.
I think they think we're a couple. which
is still HIPAA violation. We're not married.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. Literally, they let me go back in there while and sit there while she got chiropracted.
Yeah.
And then I got chiropracted, and she sat there and watched me get chiropracted. Mm-hmm. I don't
which
know.
Was fascinating, but I think that my hips are like always just not right. My right one is always way higher and way stiff.
Yeah.
And then my left one is like fine, it's chill. But then my right one, which I am right dominant. But it's like really high up. Sometimes it gets like so high up that I just feel like I'm walking weird.
Sometimes my hips, I don't know, last time we said it was forward, but I feel like sometimes I walk kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know.
These are the things that happen when you start to get old every
day. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. The bones just start going weird, like all weird, weird.
They just, really, nothing can stay in place.
Yeah. It's just crumbling inside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I also have my knees, I don't know what's going to happen in 15 years, but looks like...
bone on bone?
It's going to be a bad time, because I have had two knee surgeries on the same knee, and I'm only, 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like that fixed it. The second one, it did something.
Fixed something, you think?
Yeah, I guess.
You recovered from that one pretty quick, though.
Yeah, it was pretty quick. It was much quicker than, like, the first one. I tore my ACL and my meniscus the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So that was... And I also didn't get surgery for, like, a month.
Ugh.
Because I didn't know...
That it was fucked.
Ugh. I had waited to get an MRI, and then it was a while to get the surgery. So, yeah. I was, like... chilling, balling out with a fucked up leg for a while. Yeah, it was really swollen. But, ever since then, I have, it's been kind of get stiff or, like, mm-hmm. And then over the years, I stayed pretty active, and I think, the cartilage, turns out, I went and got it looked at, the cartilage is, like, flapping away.
Ew.
In the breeze.
Ew. How does it even happen?
I don't know. It's literally peeling away from my kneecap.
Ew.
Because it's not like connected anymore. It's like it has like a hole in it, so both sides, like both, there's like flaps.
Ew.
Yeah, it's really gross.
I don't think you should have flappy doodles in your
knee. Well, they tried to cut them out in the second surgery, which, it doesn't really click anymore. It was like, it would click when I would move my leg. It does sometimes, like when I'm in bed. Like, and I'm laying in bed, it does. But, it doesn't hurt when I, like, get out of the car and go up the stairs anymore, like an
old
person.
Good.
But, and I can work out better now, and a much, like, I can, but, I don't know. If I'm never going to be, like...
One hondo.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm always going to have, like, I can't sit certain ways. I can't really run that well. When it rains, that's a legitimate thing. Like, it's really achy. And now, I think just over the years, because I've favored my left leg because it's the better leg, my left leg starts starting to feel like it gets more sore than the right one. So now after I work out, I just sit with ice packs on both of my knees.
Of course.
Yeah. One day I sat with ice packs on my knee, both my knees and my neck. I'm like,
wow,
I'm pathetic.
I need an ice bath.
I know. I was like, I need to go in one of those athletic ice baths. That'd be fucking nice.
I don't have any. I've never had surgery.
It's, not. I don't know. I was scary.
I've had like a minor procedure, but I've never had like surgery.
Even just like, I don't know. I feel like anything could go wrong. Like, you could be allergic to the anesthesia they give you, and like have, you could, your heart. I don't know. Like, anything can happen when you're in surgery. Like,
yeah.
Even a,
you could bleed.
Yeah,
a lot,
whatever.
Too much,
like,
whatever.
They could fucking go on the wrong leg. I don't know. I was always worried about that. Like, they do check it. Like, right leg, right? Right. And they, every step of the way, they.
And then you get confused. You're like, yes?
I'm like, yeah, it's the right leg. Why are you asking me? But yeah. The second one was, I feel like, a little bit scarier because I had to go in by myself because it was kind of COVID times.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I literally went in by myself and then, like, I waited to, in the hospital room, like, with the IV and everything for, like, 3 or 4 hours.
Ugh.
Because they were backed up. They were like, slower than normal.
Yeah.
So it took much longer. But, it is what it is. It's,
it
like, the anticipation of it, too.
Uh-huh.
Like,
you're
leading
like,
up to it.
Yeah, everything feels so serious. Yeah, I had like a minor procedure done and I still felt like it was so serious. Yeah. Also, I feel like before every surgery you have, you should have like a, I mean, I think you did, but like I had, like I should have had like a meeting with the doctor beforehand, before consenting to the surgery or whatever procedure. It wasn't like surgery, but like when I went to go get it done, she like, the doctor comes into the room as I'm like prepareth, like they're about to wheel me in, and she's just like asking me these like really serious questions, and I was just like, okay, I feel like these are things that I should have more than like
a second
to think about, and I should have like known that these were like, these are things that could or would be happening like before I consented to this procedure.
Yeah.
So that kind of freaked me out. That kind of stressed me, like moments before going in.
Yeah, I don't, that's not the right way. Because
I did not care for that.
I went in, for the initial one, I was like, something's not right. And then they were like, okay, shit's not right.
Yeah.
You're gonna get an MRI. So I went and got an MRI.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, I went back again.
Yeah.
To like, go over the results. And then I think I went in again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One more time. I feel like, and then like they were really serious. I mean, they sent me like emails to like prepare for the surgery. They sent me like what to do the day before.
Yeah, they gave me all that stuff. But she just like.
But yeah, like they shouldn't be asking you any kind of serious questions like while you're getting wheeled in to get the surgery
done. It was like on my uterus, and she was like, "Oh, you know, just you know, like they were getting rid of like precancerous cells on my uterus," and she was just like, okay, so, you know, you want to have kids one day, right? And I was just like, okay, first of all, like, is that a question or a statement? And also, like, it's not really any of your business, but, you know, like, and then she was, and then I was just like, I mean, I don't know. And then she was like, okay, well, just, you know, like, I'm gonna do as much as I can, but, like, if I take too much, then your uterus will be too thin and you'll never be able to carry a baby. And I was like, that's interesting news to just drop right before we're pushing me in here. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So that, like, A, you know, you, like, you might not be able to get everything, and so I could still have this problem. And B, you could take too much, which I don't know how you gauge how much is too much, and then I could never be able to carry a child, but I won't know that for years to come. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Cool.
That's not news I want to hear, like, as I'm being wheeled in for the procedure. That's not things I want to...
Yeah, that's not a...
Yeah,
that should have been a thing ahead of time.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, think that one out first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, when I was asking her, like, afterwards, I was like, so what if, you know, you don't get it all, and it's still there, or it comes back, or whatever? She's like, well, it's normally that doesn't happen. I'm like, but, like, what if it does? And she's like, well, it just, that normally doesn't happen. And I'm like, but, like, what if it does? You know what I mean? Like, can I get an answer? Like, what's the next step? Like, what's after this?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like that's a reasonable question.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to be mentally prepared. I'd also like to, if there is a next step, get a second opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, since you guys didn't really handle this one that well.
Yeah, since this one was kind of like, when they called me, they made it seem like it was really serious, but then they gave me like no information. They're just like, oh, hey, so this came back that you have precancerous cells, the one right before cancer, so we're just gonna have to schedule a procedure to just get that all scraped out there. So what day is good for you, Tuesday? I'm like, what the fuck is happening? What are you saying? What's going on?
Yeah.
I was just like, what? What? I was like getting really worked up about it. I was like, what do you mean? What are you saying? What does this mean? Does this mean that I have to, oh my God, I was just like so worked up about it because I didn't really understand what was happening. I feel like if they just approached
that
a little bit differently. I know you do it 1,000 times a day, but you also have to realize that you're working with people and their lives and their health and their well-being, and you need to consider that every time you have the conversation.
Yeah, I've had a few abnormal pap tests come back, and the first time it happened, I was like really confused what it meant. I was like, well, what does that mean? She's like, well, it can mean that you have cancer. And I was just like, I was like 19.
Yeah, you're like,
and I was like, what?
Yeah.
I was fucking freaking out.
Yeah.
freaking out. I was like, what do you mean? Like, what do you mean? And she was just like, yeah, I mean, like, we're just going to do a test and you know, just and biopsy it. I'm like, what?
You could die soon. It's whatever.
I was like, what do you mean we're biopsying it? Like, what do I have to be concerned? What the fuck?
Yeah, when you're feeling it, just get in here and we'll take a piece off for you.
Yeah, I was really, like, upset. And it, I mean, it is a big deal. Like, it's a, you know.
Well, they, like, do the biopsy.
But it's also normal.
They do the pap, which is just, like, I don't know, just,
they
like, basic top
whatever.
Cells.
Yeah.
And then they do the, like, biopsy slash biopsy piece, which is, like, they kind of, like, snip it and, like, get some pieces off
the
top.
Procedure we were talking about earlier, the snipping thing.
Yeah, and then they'll do, what I had done, where they'll, like, scrape the whole, like, they'll get rid of as much of the top surface as they can.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I literally asked her, and I was just like, so, like, how many pieces of my uterus are you gonna take off here? Like, do they grow back? Is it, like, a sponge? Like, I don't... How much can you take in a period of a month, you know? Like,
yeah.
And, like, weirdly enough, like, none of it bothered me. I didn't really feel anything afterward. It was, like, weird. No, I just got a... My insides just scraped out, and I feel perfectly normal. That's
totally
weird.
Ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, totally just ready to jazz. Just go.
Take some fucking lunch.
Yeah.
Let's go.
It was totally weird. Yeah. Bizarre.
Weird.
Weird.
Weird shit. That's weird.
Oh, God. Yeah. Totally unrelated. I have, like, the worst cracking bones ever. Whenever we do yoga, it's like crack, 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 snap, crack, crack,
snap, crack, pop.
Yeah, like, my body is so cracky.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's good or not.
My shoulders get really cracky.
My body has been really cracky my whole life, so.
I don't know. I also have, like, jaw problems.
Yeah, you have a weird jaw.
I don't know what's going on. I have TMJ, my doctor told me. I've had, like, x-rays done on it, like, legitimately. It's one thing that they're like, oh, we could see an x-ray. It is a little angry. Like, it's not a normal, the muscle isn't, like, at a normal size. And they're like, at a certain point, you might have to get it, like, fixed.
Your mouth might fall off.
Like, you might have to have surgery on it. But they're like, if you know,
your mouth, God,
don't,
no.
They're like, so I can't chew gum. I don't really chew gum. I can't chew, like, gum. It's gotten better. I have to wear a mouth guard at night. Like, I figured out that that's, like, a good thing to do. Because I, like, went to the dentist. I don't know. You try to figure it out. You, like, go to so many different things because you don't know what's causing it.
Yeah.
Because at first, I thought that the jaw thing was connected to my headache thing that I was having. It was, you know, I have all kinds of head problems.
Yeah, you got a weird sized head. Something's wrong with your head and neck.
Head, neck, and jaw.
Head, neck, and jaw.
Seriously, my jaw gets, like, tired. If I talk too much, like, if I talk, like, do a presentation or something, like, when we were in college, my jaw would get, like, tired, and it would hurt. When I go to the dentist, my jaw gets, like, if they do have to do a long procedure, it gets, like, so tired I can't even hold my mouth open. The last time, they had to hold my mouth open. Because I couldn't physically hold it.
I just imagine, like, how funny that
it's
looks.
It's so pathetic. And then it just, like, hurts and, like, radiates in the side of my face. Mm-hmm. It just gets really, like...
Gotta work your jaw out, people.
I have to, like, I try to, like, massage it. I put, like Icy Hot kind of on it sometimes.
Wow.
Ice it up.
Wow.
Just gets, like...
You just need ice on your entire head.
I just
neck.
Need a massage every day forever.
Sounds great, actually.
Yeah, I know, right? I think everybody would just be better off if we had massages.
Yeah, we all just got massages every day.
Yeah.
At least every other day. Once a week would be great, actually.
Yeah. That would be nice.
Gotta get rich.
One of these days.
God, that would be so nice to get a massage every week. I'm just thinking about that.
I know, like, it's a lot in my shoulders. Like, a lot of stuff gets,
you
like,
caught
up. You just
need to stretch, too, honestly. You just need to stretch on a regular basis.
Well, I stretch my neck every day.
You gotta stretch because it gets the blood flowing, which helps heal your body.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just do that, everybody.
I don't know, man. I don't know. The human body is, it's something. everybody's got something, you know. There's all, even like, I, you know, people have like ailments that like they suffer with that like they can never find a solution for.
That'd be so frustrating.
There's a show on Netflix like that. I forget what it's called, but it's like these people that had like these crazy rare things, and they like took to social media to be like, does anybody else like have these symptoms?
Yeah.
And like they were able to solve what they had.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. The power of social media can be good sometimes.
Connecting with the world, yeah.
In ways like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. God, that's crazy.
But yeah. Who knows? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking fibromyalgia and shit, like that's fucking chronic as fuck.
I have no answers for that kind of shit.
Yeah. Feel bad. That shit is miserable. Like, as shitty as, like, how I feel sometimes. I mean, like, there's even worse things out there.
Oh, way worse things, yeah.
You know, yeah. People just deal with even worse
like
ailments.
Really
than that.
Debilitating things.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I can't even imagine.
I don't know. There's always something. There's always some kind of new fucking disease or something trying to take us out.
Yep. God, it's not your hip, it's a freaking baby coming out of your cooter.
Yeah, so, oh, man, watch out for those. Those are chronic as fuck.
Humans haven't been able to solve that problem.
Yeah. That's a real problem, real curse.
Just keep multiplying.
Oh, boy.
If you have any, like, chronic things that you deal with.
Yeah.
You know, major or minor. Or, like, you have a routine that you feel like keeps you in tip-top shape.
Yeah.
Let us know. What are we doing wrong here?
Yeah, let us know if you got any tips for us. Or, if, you know, you have the same ailment.
Yeah.
As us. You know, let us know.
Yeah.
Because I have no idea what some of the stuff. Like, the neck thing, I kind of have a pinpoint, but, like, what's the cause?
You don't really know, yeah.
What's the cause of it? Kind of know what the deal is, but still.
Not a hondo, yeah.
I can't afford to go to hondo doctors.
No.
No.
Nope. God.
Yeah, so, you know, reach out.
Do it.
Yeah.
And as always,
stay salty.
Bye.
Bye.